It's time for Breaking Chain with Healthy Monday, where we will discuss spiritual, mental, and physical health issues. It's Breaking Chain with Healthy Monday on YAT Radio.
We would like to say good evening to you all. It has been quite a little time span since we last spoke. So we would like to welcome you tonight to Breaking Chains with Healthy Mondays. We've got our king, Bo Williams, with us, and Sheena, our queen, is not with us right now, but she may come in a little later. And you have myself, Katrina Kennedy. We would like to say good evening. And tonight, King, we're going to let you take it from the top.
Awesome, awesome. Good evening, my beautiful kings and queens out there. And happy new year. We haven't been with each other for a while, so happy new year. And I hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful holiday. And it's time to get down to business. It's 2018. I know everybody has made their health goals, their life goals. And me and my queen and my crew, we're going to help you succeed. And we're going to help you stick to your goals and your resolutions that you have made. So each year, even though sometimes I don't practice and my family doesn't practice into the resolution thing or get too caught up into the new year thing, but new years bring new beginnings. And every year that's what we think about, a new beginning. So it allows us to clean the slate of old and come anew, especially concerning our health. So this year is going to be the year of the healthy people. It's going to be the year of the consciousness, the rising of our consciousness concerning our health. And today I wanted to talk about food as it relates to your health. Too many times we eat food just for the taste of it. Too many times we eat food just because it's there or just because we have it. Or because the marketing companies did a good job at marketing and making you think that you needed that candy bar or those chips or those any of those things that are negative to our body. Okay, so how I want people to start thinking about food is how was this food building my body? All foods have a nutritional value to it. You know, they have nutrients in it. And essentially, nutrients are, it's a code to tell our DNA how to respond. You know, so if we're getting all our nutrients, our whole being will be in line. You know, our whole being, the food that's digested in our body will be able to tell our brain to make energy, you know, to make some fat, you know, to get rid of this, to take this. But if we're consistently putting foods that are going to have a negative or adverse effect on our body, essentially that food is telling our body to build up fat, to store the energy over here and to store the energy over there. So we want to think of our bodies as something that we're building and something that we're molding, and we're going to think of the food as the clay. So, and I know a lot of you people out there are asking yourself, so, you know, how do I know what foods are good for me, or how do I know what foods to choose over other foods? And and that's a question we all struggle with. Even me now, my wife is, you know, what food is best for us, and you know, we don't have time to go on the internet to look up every little detail about this apple or about this mango or about these squash. You know, we don't have time to do that. But one thing we all collectively know is we all have a long list of foods that we know are bad for us. So that's where I want to start. So don't worry. Like I said, don't worry about trying to get the best foods and fortify yourself. You could do that one food at a time. You're going to take baby steps. But I want you to start thinking about is all the foods that we know are negative to our body, and how can we cut those foods out of our system, such as pork. We all know, you know what I'm saying, from our fellow food activists, whether it's something popped up on our timelines or news feeds, or whether one of our family members is a vegetarian or a Muslim, especially my Muslim brothers and sisters out there, when it comes to pork, they will let you know, they will break it down for you anytime, anywhere, the negative and adverse effects it has on our bodies. including hypertension, including obesity, including diabetes. So pork helps advance all of these diseases if you have it, and it helps create a lot of these diseases. So we know stuff like pork is bad for us, and I know it's good. I know people love their bacon. I know people love putting pork in their greens and vegetables and beans, so on and so forth, for flavor. But we all know pork is bad for us. So cutting the obvious things, and I say that to say I don't want to just be bashing pork, because I believe beef is also bad for us. I believe chicken is bad for us. I believe a whole host of things is bad for us. And since I know that, my conscience tells me I have to abide by that, especially those who know, you know, those who do have some nutritional awareness, those who do know the positive things to eat. You must act accordingly. You must act upon that, and you must tell your people, you must inform your family, you know, especially the kids and the youth. So what I want all you beautiful people to start doing out there is taking the obvious negative things out of your diet. So no, we don't need the extra cakes and the extra cookies and the extra chips and all the things that are obviously bad for us. And am I saying just stop eating chips, just stop eating cookies? By no means, because they also play their role in our diet. So eating some sweets every now and then plays a role in our diet. Some people have a salt deficiency, and I have a friend who uses sunflower seeds to help him get salt in his body, because he has a salt deficiency and has a problem getting salt, and really doesn't eat a lot of the salty things because it has other negative effects on his body. So he'll chew some polished seeds or occasionally get a plain bag of potato chips. But one bag of chips is not harmful to you. But if you're eating four or five bags a day, back and forth from the store, eating this, accumulated with the other meats and other foods that we eat that are negative to our body, all that builds up in a negative way, which causes, again, obesity, heart disease, clogged arteries, so on and so forth. So, again, we're talking about getting the things, the negative things out of our diet that we already know. We know eating a Snicker right before we go to bed is something that we shouldn't do. That's obvious. You know, so the obvious things, you know, when you feel guilty about something, take that as a sign that you're not supposed to do it. My wife bought a dozen donuts. Four were chocolate, four were powdered, and four were regular. I ended up probably eating seven of the donuts in a matter of 24 hours, which meant one for everybody else. And I felt real guilty about that. So my conscience tells me that I've done something wrong. You know, that was obviously something that I shouldn't have done, was go back and forth eating these donuts. And they were good, you know, at the time that I ate them, I was hungry. So I was just being lazy. Whereas I should have went and made me a fishing meal, made me something to eat. I just went there and grabbed a couple donuts, and I felt so guilty about that afterwards. So I have to learn from that, and I want you guys to learn also. You know, it's not, and don't feel ashamed when you feel guilty. You know, it's your conscience telling you that we need to change this behavior, or we need to change this act, or we need to change this specific thing. Okay, so again, taking out the obvious negative things out of your diet. You know, we know. The stats show that when eating before we go to bed is bad, let alone eating some cake, some pie, washing it down with a glass of Kool-Aid. That's all anti-to-a-biting. That stuff will sit on us. You know, we have to burn our calories. We have to get rid of them. Okay. So another thing I want to talk about or hit on this night is how food affects our health in different areas. So have you guys ever ate and got sleepy, you know, ate so much food, you know, during Thanksgiving time, during the holidays, ate so much food, and we just, you know, just lost energy and got sleepy and weren't able to function like you were before? Or have you ever ate something that gave you super energy, you know, where you ate some kale, you ate some good stuff, or and now you got energy and you're able to go out and have a little pep in your step. And you're like, man, I'm glad I ate that way today. So essentially, like I told you, the nutrients in foods have a coating in it that interacts with our DNA, that interacts with our physical being. So if we overindulge ourselves in sugars or in fats, you know, our body stores that, and our body slows down. You know, our body takes it. You know, when we back a couple thousand years, we weren't as advanced as we were. You know, we were more in tune and with nature. We ate more food during the winter, which in turn helped us store more fat to keep warm during the winter. So when we send our body false signals that it's winter and we eating all these fatty foods, our body's going to store that saying, oh, I guess he's preparing for the winter. You know, so it's imperative that we think on what we eat, you know, and we eat for our health. Like I say, again, too many times, we just eat because it's there, you know. I was talking to one of my buddies, and I also talked about it with my wife, is that how most people never even feel hungerness, how they never even get hungry. You know, they just get up in the morning and they eat breakfast because they've been eating breakfast in the morning for however many years. You know, they eat lunch at a certain time because they've been eating lunch at a certain time for so many years, and they eat dinner, and in between they just eat snacks. So a lot of times we never even allow ourselves to get hungry, you know, we just eat. And that's something that we got to work on. That's something that our body takes note of, you know, you're just eating. So in the event you do miss that meal because of time, you know, your body might be telling you that you're hungry when you're really not. It's just saying that, you know, usually you eat at 5 o'clock every day and you haven't ate. So again, we're talking about how food affects our health, you know, how food affects our brain, how food affects our mood. We got foods out there. We have the passion fruit, and it has the passion flower, and this fruit is actually an antidepressant. So if you're going through some psychological things, and or if you're depressed or going through some things, you have the passion fruit that actually has antidepressant qualities in it. So I say that to say, if we have foods that help us not be depressed, I'm pretty sure some foods that we eat or in combination with other foods will promote us to be depressed, will suck our energy away, you know, will have us feeling guilty. So again, we're talking about eating for health. We're talking about eating because there is nutrients. We're talking about eating for cause. We're not talking about eating because I'm expected to eat. We're not talking about eating because I think I'm hungry. We're talking about making the right choices and why. So just real quick while I'm thinking about it, I tell everybody one of my favorite foods, and it's a superfood, is kale. And they have different kales to where you can eat them raw. You know, they have the other kales where you can cook them. And me and my family, we eat it 10, 15 different ways, and we drop it in everything. So if we're making some rice, we'll get a handful of kale and we'll throw it in there with our rice. If we're making a soup, you know, we'll just get a handful of kale, especially that we grow our own. And we always have some on the porch, and we always have extra kale in the gardens. We use it. You know, we don't let it go to waste, and it's a superfood. So this is one of the foods that we intentionally put in our diet and that we intentionally grow because we know it's nutritious for us. And like I say, we're eating because our body needs energy. We're eating because our body needs those specific nutrients for our brains to develop. We're eating because we want our digestive system to work properly, you know. And too many times we send these bad eating habits down to our kids. from the eating meat 3-4 times a day to saying, I don't eat broccoli, or I don't eat kale, or I don't eat this. If you say that and your kids hear you say that, they're automatically going to say something's wrong with that, and they're automatically going to have a disdain for whatever their mom or their dad has a disdain for. And if you don't like something, most likely you're not going to buy it, and most likely you're not going to promote it to your kids, which again is a shame, because some kids are never be exposed to eating broccoli. You know, some kids will never be exposed to eating different kales, or, you know, eating fresh tomatoes out the garden, so on and so forth. Okay. So I wanted to read some of this article that I was looking into before we doing my studies for this week. So this article actually comes from Healthline.com, and it's the title of the article is Mood Food. Mood Food, can what you eat affect your happiness? So let me find my little part that I was reading to share with you guys. Again, we know that food can affect our health, you know, or affect our mood. You know, when we eat sugars, we have chemicals going off in our brain that tells us to be happy, to be loved. That's why they say chocolate is an aphrodisiac. You know, chocolate is also an antidepressant, because it releases those endorphins in your brain, and it tells you to be happy. It sends happy signals through your body. So again, eating on purpose, you know, eating with intention is what we need to be doing. It'll boost our people up. If we just, like I say, think consciously about the food that we're putting in our body. And some of this stuff doesn't even seem to be food. You know, a lot of these potato chips or chips, you know, like Cheetos, you know, what is that? What food group does that fall in? You know, a lot of these candies use pork and pork gelatin and pork fat for filling and to make it gummy. Mostly all gummies have pork in it. So a lot of these companies are tricking us, or being intentionally deceitful when it comes to our health. And we have to be, it's a war against us, so we have to be very vigilant when it comes to these things. Okay? So nutrition strategies for food and maintenance. There is more to mood maintenance than eating the right foods. The framework for good mood hygiene begins with implementing some nutritional strategies. So eat often enough. According to research published by the University of Illinois Extension, eating regular meals and snacks at the same time every day helps keep your blood sugar level steady. Eating at regular intervals helps to ensure that your body has a continuous source of fuel, and this may assist in keeping your mood stable. If you feel like your blood sugar might be dropping frequently, talk to your doctor, so on and so forth. So I want to go a little bit over this. If you're eating the right things, you should probably never be hungry, because if you're eating the good foods, you can eat all day. So if you're on a raw diet, a raw vegetable, fruits and vegetable diet, you can pretty much eat all the fruits and vegetables that you want throughout the day. So you ought never be hungry. You know, I lost a lot of weight going through, I was on a diet, I don't know what it's called, but I was eating small meals and small snacks throughout the day. So I was eating, but I was working out also, but I was eating every 2 or 3 hours, but it might be a handful of nuts, or it might be in the morning just a small bowl of oatmeal, you know, followed up a couple hours with a couple fruits and snacks, and eating foods in small intervals. So I was programmed, so my body was able to know that I was going to put these good foods in my body, and that it was going to be able to function every day pretty much at the same time, so on and so forth. So our body really likes consistency of good, nutritious food. So it's important. And it's important that we don't be, and this is probably a topic for another time, but it's important we don't be tricked by the trickery and all the labeling, and by them using health foods, or by them throwing the term organic, or them throwing the term natural. you know. So that's why it's important to educate ourselves on how to read labels, you know, how to read ingredients, which ingredients are which, so on and so forth. So don't skip meals. Though it may be tempting to rush out the door without breakfast, the Mayo Clinic says that it's a bad idea. Skipping meals actually makes your body less able to assimilate food, and you are more liable to overeat at the next meal. So if you keep yourself from getting too hungry, you may be able to avoid a bad mood. So that's consistent with us. Our family usually gets up and, you know, we feed the kids, but me and my wife might not get breakfast or put anything of substance in our body in the morning. You know, we'll drink a cup of coffee, or we really backed off of coffee, but, you know, we'll drink some tea and, you know, we won't, you know, it's sometimes it's hard to put something in your stomach in the mornings. But what I've learned is to, you know, simply grab a banana or two. You know, my wife eats a bowl of cereal just to put something in our body. And like that paragraph just said, if we don't eat in the morning, a lot of times we tend to overeat for lunch and we tend to overeat for dinner, or we try to compensate for what we think we didn't eat earlier in the day. So, you know, if I miss breakfast, I'm like, man, I miss breakfast. I'm super hungry. I'm more liable to go into a fast food place and overindulge in a whole bunch of foods that I don't need, you know. One of the things that I can recommend to all you beautiful people out there is don't go shopping when you're hungry, because you tend to, and this might not be scientifically proven, but, you know, it happens to me, and most people I tell it to can agree. When you go to the store and you're hungry, you're more likely to buy junk food. You're more likely to buy more food. You're more likely to buy things that appeal to the taste buds versus appeal to your health. Okay. If you go to, me and my wife have went shopping after we came from a restaurant, and we're stuffed to the max and we're full, and everything that I look at is like, oh, I can't even look at that, or I don't even want that. So, you know, I couldn't really go shopping because I had a full stomach, so I couldn't even picture eating anything else. So I was, you know, everything that I grabbed was stuff that we actually needed for the next couple of days and nothing extra. You know, I didn't grab any ice cream because I was full. You know, I didn't even want to see any ice cream. So I say that to say, you know, don't go to the grocery store shopping for your family's meals when you're hungry, because you have the tendency to get the more stuff and more negative stuff. So before you go, you know, have a snack, have a light snack, have some fruits, have some vegetables before you go. And then know that a lot of these stores use marketing schemes to get you to buy certain stuff. You know, most of the stores you walk in, if they have a deli, the deli's right there when you first walk in, so you can smell that food. And most people, when they smell food, they get hungry, you know, or think about food or think about eating. And when you're shopping hungry, again, they intentionally do it. When you're shopping hungry, you have the tendency to buy more things, especially things that you don't need. So people, be consciously aware of that. So again, some of the, let me see, I wanted to give you some of the, I wanted to give you some superfoods that help build mood. So, like I say, again, one of my favorite foods is kale. Some of the things that me and my wife try when we're, you know, when our bodies are going through things, we like our different teas. So whenever I'm having any type of stomach issues or feeling nausea, feeling like diarrhea, anything with the stomach, I like to get some tea and I'll put some fresh ginger in it. And ginger is proven to help with your digestive tract, to improve your digestion, to help with nausea, vomiting, so on and so forth. We're having trouble going to sleep. We like to drink a cup of chamomile tea, you know, so on and so forth. They have different teas with different herbs and spices that do different things to your body. I love hibiscus tea. That helps with blood pressure. That helps with diabetes. That helps with so many things. So, again, we're talking about eating to improve your health. You know, like I said, eating certain things affects your brains, certain nutrients inside, different foods affect different parts of your being. So your digestive system is affected differently when you're eating fibers. You know, some people juice, some people go on diets and they'll drink nothing but juice or juiced fruits and vegetables, but you're not putting any fibers in your body. And our body needs those fibers to help clean our digestive system and to keep it running how it's supposed to be. So, like I say again, nutrition, you're talking about nutrition, we're talking about building, putting the building blocks in place to build a fortified body. If we're not having a steady intake of our vitamin C's, our vitamin A's, our B12's, stuff like that, our body won't even be fortified when it comes in contact with a virus, or it comes in contact with something that's trying to attack your immune system, because you haven't put anything in place to fortify your body, you know. And even as going as far as getting vitamin D, you know, going out and enjoying some sun, getting outside, getting that fresh air, that's all has a positive effect on our body. You know, we want to get our vitamins, we want to get our nutrients, we want to get this. Okay, so right now, I hope everybody's still with me. I know I talk fast and kind of go from here to there, but I hope all my beautiful people out there are still with me. So I want to talk a little bit about nutrition. So nutrition is a science that interprets the interaction of nutrients and other substances in food in relation to the maintenance, growth, reproduction, health, and disease of an organism. Okay, so and this includes food absorption, how you eat your food or how you absorb your food and vitamins and nutrients, so on and so forth. So again, a nutrition is a science that interprets the interaction of nutrients and other substances in food in relation to maintenance, growth, and reproduction, health, and disease of an organism. So nutrition is the science behind of how food interacts, has building blocks for our body, and the nutrients are those building blocks that we need to fortify our body, to help our body function, in its prime state. You know, there's a saying out there that says, "We're not living longer; we're dying longer." So we're living longer with chronic diseases that we ought not have in the first place if we were making sure we're getting all our nutrients, you know, making sure we were eating for our health, making sure you had intention behind what you're putting in your body. Okay, so again, we're back to nutrition and nutrients. There are six specific categories of nutrients, all which are necessary to sustain life. And I'm going to remind you before I go on, nutrients, there's so many nutrients and different things in food that scientists haven't even figured everything out, figured out everything, how everything is broken down in our body, so on and so forth. But what they have figured out is that, you know, we can essentially put our vitamins and other things in our body to fortify us, you know, to have us live a longer life and not to be dying longer from, especially from preventable diseases. So, again, there are six specific categories of nutrients, all of which are necessary to sustain life. Okay, we have our carbohydrates, we have our proteins, we have our fats, we have vitamins, minerals, and water, all which are important, all which play a different role, you know. Okay, and here are three reasons why these nutrients are important. They provide energy. First and foremost, like I told you, sometimes we can eat certain foods or eat too much of food and we feel down and we lack energy and we're sluggish because we put things that aren't conducive to our body. When I was eating chicken and so on and so forth, you know, when I was working on a construction site, and my boss and some of the coworkers, they'll go eat for lunch, you know, so on and so forth. And they'll eat chicken. You know, every time I eat chicken for lunch, I'll come back. And most of the time it was fried chicken. You know, I'll come back to the job feeling sick, not wanting to work, you know, like, you know, the after work, you know, the after lunch blues that we have and we lack energy, so on and so forth. So what I figured out is if I eat the right foods during the lunch hour, everybody else will come back sluggish, but I will come back full of energy, ready to work and ready to complete the day versus having to, you know, build that energy back up to where it was. So again, when I used to eat the greasy foods, so on and so forth, that was, you know, made me sluggish. It made me sluggish, maybe not so active. But what I started doing was I just started eating fruits, raw fruits and vegetables for my lunch during my construction site and to eat often. So what I was doing was I bring some cuties with me. I bring some oranges. I bring some pears with me. And I eat the pears throughout the day. And when lunchtime hour comes, I chill. You know what I'm saying? I didn't worry about going over here, going over there. I actually get my rest, sit under a tree, you know, eat some watermelon, drink plenty of water, plenty of fruits and vegetables. I might have a tuna sandwich or something like that my wife had made for me or something like that, and I'll eat that. And when I went back to work, I was well rested because I wasn't running trying to go get any fast food. I had plenty of energy because I didn't indulge in all of the trans fats and the oils and the fried grease or the smothered this and the smothered that, you know, so it helped, it worked out for me. So again, nutrients, they provide energy. Carbohydrates, fats, and proteins provide the energy your body needs to carry out all the biochemical reactions that occur throughout the day. So again, we need these energies to get throughout the day, you know, to function, to work, to be productive during our day. We need energy, and if we don't eat the right foods, you don't get those energies. And again, all fats aren't bad for you, but knowing which ones, knowing what types of fats to consume are very important. So the fats in an avocado and a fat in chicken fat or pork fat are totally different, and they should be treated different. So we have our good fats and we have our bad fats, and we want to make sure we get our good fats in our body. Okay, so again, nutrients, they're necessary for our body structures. Again, the fats, proteins, and minerals are used as raw material to build and maintain tissues, organs, and other structures such as bones and teeth. So, again, the minerals and the foods that we eat give us the fortifications for our body. So they improve our bone health, improve our teeth, improve our hair, the quality of our hair, the quality of our nails. All that has something to do with what we eat and even how we eat it and how we consume it. Because a lot of times we eat and we be done cooked all the nutrients, all the positive things out of our food, for instance, kale, you know, we use our kale many different ways. But I know if you boil your kale and you then pour all the juice and water off your kale, then you essentially knock a lot of the nutrients out of it. So, you know, it's you're still getting the fibers, so on and so forth, but you're not getting all the nutrients and the fortifications that you would get if you would have ate it raw or if you would have lightly cooked it or sauteed it. So, again, being educated and being consciously aware of what and how we're putting things in our body is important to our holistic health, to our health overall, physically, mentally, and spiritually, you know. So, again, nutrients, they help regulate our body functions. So all six classes are involved in regulating various body functions such as sweating, your temperature, your metabolism, your blood pressure, thyroid function, along with many other. When all these different functions are in balance, your body is said to be in homeostasis, which is to be in good health or perfect balanced health physically, mentally, and spiritually. So again, our food, and we may not have noticed before, but our foods has a lot to do with everything you know, with how we how we're feeling, the fortification of our bones. You know, our food is like a vaccine. You know, there's anti-cancerous foods out there that we need to be putting in our body, and there's foods that are strictly carcinogens and promote cancer in our bodies, you know, and you have to be responsible enough to know this. And a lot of times when I'm speaking for the youth, I'm speaking for the kids. So it's up to us adults, it's up to the moms, it's up to the dads to be able to learn these things and be able to teach it down to their kids so they so you don't be responsible for promoting the death of your kids or the death of the youth in our communities. So again, man, we're eating to live, and a lot of people, a lot of people in our community, they you know, when I tell them me and my wife are vegetarian or vegans, or we tell them we're on a plant-based diet, you know, they tell us, man, that's a white thing, man. That's what the white people be doing. And so I kind of like when they say that, because I'm able to educate them a little bit and tell them that, you know, we were the original vegans and vegetarians, so on and so forth. And our people have been advocating for vegan and vegetarianism and just healthy eating as long as they've been advocating for civil rights, as long as they've been advocating for freedom, as long as they've been advocating for the issues that we advocate in our society. We've been advocating to eat healthy, but our society is a capitalistic society, and they see money when they should be seeing health. You know, so they see money in selling the chips and the sodas and the candy bars and all the sugary, salty treats in the stores. You know, they're seeing dollar signs. And where they see dollar signs, you know, I see, you know, death signs. You know, I see our youth and those, you know, I'm not sure what age I was, but probably in a single digits, I had 13 cavities. And these cavities didn't come from eating healthy. These cavities came from all the sugar, you know, all the things that turn into sugar, you know, the lack of good dental hygiene. I had 13 cavities that they had to deal with at one time, and it was strictly because of the things that I were eating. And to this day, I have a consistent toothache, and it put me out a couple of weeks ago when I was on a show. But I've been having a consistent toothache for months now, you know, and it's because those fillings and those from where those cavities were falling out, and they're actually becoming a problem. So I say that to say, if my mom was consciously aware of my eating habits, and you know what I was going to the store eating, and the stuff that she was also putting in front of us, and at least instilling the values of eating right, even when you're not around your parents, I probably wouldn't have had that many cavities. I probably wouldn't have been suffering today at 30 with teeth problems. You know, I fantasize about going to the dentist one day and just telling them, man, pull all of them. I don't ever want to have to deal with none of them again, because it's a pain that that's almost unbearable. And it's in our mouth, you know, so whoever, for the people out there who's never had a toothache, I hope you never do. And for the people who out there that do have toothaches and consistent toothaches and tooth pains, I feel and I sympathize with you, because that's one of the worst feelings, you know, right in your head, you know, and my toothache has been shooting up to my temple, so on and so forth. But I don't want to go too much about that. But definitely, if I were making better choices, even as a kid, I would have had less problems even now. One of the things me and my wife do, we do the garden club at Lion Cough Elementary School. And part of the garden club is teaching them about nutrition, you know, teaching them about health, teaching them about eating to live. So, again, they have stats that say kids who practice and kids who learn early about nutrition and health, they usually take that up into adulthood. You know, so if we're shining the negative light on the candies and the chips and so on and so forth, our kids catch that. They see that. You know, they see that, okay, my parents really don't buy candy or buy chips even for themselves. You know, that's not something – my kids didn't know what candy – it's so funny because my little girl, her birthday's around Halloween time, and we always, you know, when we can, every other year, we try to do like a costume party because kids already have costumes, and so it makes it easier on the parents, so on and so forth. But my little girl, she didn't know what candy was until I think it was her second or third birthday. But, you know, we finally gave her some candy, you know, and she's had sweet treats and sweet snacks before, you know, such as, you know, the fruit gummies or dried fruit, so on and so forth. But she didn't know what candy was until she was two or three, you know, and that's how we like it. That's how we should keep it. So when she goes to the dentist, she doesn't have cavity problems. Or when we go to the store, my kids aren't asking, can I have this candy? Can I have that candy? Can I have this? No, you know, my son goes into the dang on gas stations and he's like, Daddy, can I get a banana? You know, do they have any fruits and vegetables here? You know, so I like that and I promote that and I reward that, you know. And no, I don't try to protect them from the, you know, super hugger around them, making sure they just don't take anything in. But, you know, when I can, you know, I do talk to them about putting things consciously in your body versus just doing it because it's sweet or because it's good. Again, we're eating for our health. We want our bone. When we're old and we're elders, maybe y'all make it there, we want our bones to be strong and fortified. So it's imperative that we get our calcium. It's imperative that we get our vitamin D. And it's imperative that we get out there and move and work our bones and so on and so forth. If we don't use it, we lose it. As simple as that. And that goes for the bone matter, and that goes for the teeth, that goes for your nails. You know how they get, the reason they get brittle is because they're thinning out. You're losing it. And if you're, like I say again, I said if you're not using it, you're gonna lose it. So if you're not putting the right chemicals in your body to promote bone fortification, your bones are staying stagnant. You're not putting no calcium and no vitamin D in your body. You're going to lose bone mass versus gain it. If it sits idle, you lose it. You know, same thing with your hair. If you're not putting the right stuff in our body, our hair is going to be brittle. It's going to be falling out. You put negative things in your body, you're not getting enough water, and you're not getting enough of the right vitamins. You know, our skin starts to look pale. You know, our skin starts to blotch up. You know what I'm saying? We have eczema breakout, so on and so forth. But again, kings and queens out there, we want to eat with intention. You know, we don't want to eat just because we're expected to eat. And when we do eat, we want to be eating things that fortify our body. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, when you go to the stores and you go shopping, stay in that produce section, man, get, you know, explore. You know, that produce section is full of stuff, you know. One of my things that I've done this year and that I said I was going to do, like I say again, new beginnings, was try things that I haven't tried before and try cooking with them. So I had never tried leeks. I've never tried cooking with leeks, and I've never tried cooking with fennel. So those two things, I bought some. I said, you know what, let me buy me a couple stalks of leeks and let me buy a bulb of fennel. And I looked them up. I seen the nutritional value and said, this is something that I would like to incorporate in my diet. I looked them up, the best way to cook them. I got my information about them, and I said, you know what? I made a dish, and the dish I made was wonderful. And now I know how to incorporate fennel, and I know how to incorporate leeks, and I know how it tastes when it's cooked down a certain way. So I'm able to incorporate it here, and I'm able to incorporate it there, and I'm able to get those vitamins that leeks offer and that fennel offer. You know, one of my next thing I want to cook with that I haven't really cooked with before is artichoke. So I go in the store all the time, and I walk by the artichoke, I look at it, and I just haven't had the guts to say, you know what, I'm going to take this artichoke home and do what it do. But I have had artichoke dip before. I had, you know, artichoke in a salad. I had it different ways via restaurant, so on and so forth. But I just never had the guts to pick some up and do for myself. So by the time I come back next week, I'm going to say that I would have cooked some artichokes, or at least tried. So So hopefully that works out. But I want to promote all you guys to do the same, you know. And one of the things too, people say a lot is it's expensive to eat healthy. And yes, if you're trying to eat a certain type of way, it is expensive to eat healthy. But if you're just trying to eat healthy, it's not that expensive. You know, you got a pound of beans for 99 cents at most stores, or a pound of beans for $1.25. And a pound of beans will feed my family for a day and a half, or even two days, you know, two dinners with beans. I go in the store and I get the fruits and vegetables that are on sale, you know. My kids eat bananas. When I have bananas, my kids can eat three bananas each in a day. So bananas don't last long in my house. So I don't even buy them green anymore. I don't even buy them. I don't even buy the fresh ones that they just put out there no more, because they have the ones that are going to be going brown and turning in the next couple of days for 99 cents for a whole bunch of them. So I get my kids those bananas, able to eat them, and I don't mind them coming back and eating bananas. That's something cool. So I say that to say, you know, go get the fruits and vegetables and the things that are on sale. You know, look in the paper. When they got the potatoes on sale, go take advantage of it. Yams on sale, take advantage of it. When things are in season, they usually put it in a store. Take advantage of it. You know, when the okra comes back in season and they got fresh locally grown okra, take advantage of it. Those are the things, and the price will reflect that it's in season, you know. Most tomatoes aren't in season right now. So right now, if you go to the store, you're going to pay an arm and a leg for a tomato. But come spring, come summer, those prices go down because they're in season. They're easier to grow, you know. So keep in mind what's in season. Keep in mind that, you know, that you want to go get affordable things because you're eating healthy. You're not getting stuff that in most healthy things, fresh, healthy produce, doesn't last a week in your house. And that's the other thing about eating healthy. You got to, you know, we're consistently going to the store because, you know, when we buy some lettuce, it goes bad. You buy some kale, goes bad fast, so on and so forth. So we're consistently going to the store to build up our stock so stuff doesn't go to waste. So don't be afraid to get the stuff that's on sale, and don't be afraid to try new things. You know, don't be afraid. I'm looking for the deals, you know, and we try to stay away from canned goods, but a lot of these stores in our communities don't have a large selection like we would like of the fresh fruits and vegetables. So sometimes we do have to resort to the cans, but just be wary, you know, has a lot of salt in those cans. So one of the things that we can do is simply pour the whatever it may be. It could be corn, green beans, peas. You know, me and my wife, we like the black beans out the can. And also we like to cook them. But when I just pour it out in my strainer, and I just run some water on it, and that takes care of a lot of the excess sodium, so on and so forth. But kings and queens, just eat for intention, eat for your health, and be consciously aware of what we're putting in our bodies. And next week we'll talk more about it, and I'll give you guys an update on if I went and got those artichokes and made something or not. So again, my beautiful people out there, we're gonna start shutting it down for the night. But just be thinking about the things that we put in our body and how it affects us, you know. And again, your conscience will tell you. If your conscience says no, don't do it, don't do it. And if you do it, your conscience is going to tell you, don't do it again. So, you know, don't do it. Just like I say, I know it's hard knowing what's best for us, but most of the time we know what's bad for us, and we're going to start with cutting those things out of our diet. And Queen, did you taking notes this time over there?
Yes, so Bob, I'm always taking notes, King. And I like everything you said, and I actually have a really good friend of mine who's online with me tonight, and I've been going back and forth with her on certain things, and she's answered a lot of questions for me. But two comments that I wanted to make was, one, my problem is I buy the right vegetables, but I buy in bulk. For instance, kale and spinach.
And even though I've even gone to buying organic, I sometimes find that it's a bag before I can use it all. But my girlfriend and I have started shopping together, so we split a lot of things, and that helps me. And also having a buddy to shop with and an accountability partner. And I know it's hard to shop with certain people, but that's helped me tremendously. So even like you're saying, new beginnings, this has been a really good start for me and my girlfriend. We started November, December shopping together. And I can already tell the difference on certain things that we do. And she's like a good influence on me. She just told me about a couple of spices and herbs that we can put together to kind of eliminate the salt from your diet. And so I'm really excited what you've already brought to the table tonight and just looking forward for more to come, especially when we start talking about the gardening and buying the vegetables from the healthy market or the market in the park and things like that. So this has been good, and I'm always excited to talk about Healthy Mondays. And I know if no one else gets anything from it, I take away a lot, and I listen, and then I give it to somebody. You know what I mean? So it's all about
that's what we're supposed to do, Queen.
We've been talking about unity today and how important it is to be unified. And so if we could just start like we're doing right now and just be, you know, create some sort of unity and a buddy system, we can see changes for not only us, but for others who are around us. And so thank you, Mr. King. And I hope that Queen Sheena feels better. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week. And again, you all are listening to Breaking Chains with Bo and Sheena Williams. And I'm Katrina Kennedy. And we say thank you for listening, and stay tuned for next Monday when we'll have Healthy Monday again. But we'll also have tomorrow night, we're back on 4 days a week, I know, and we're hoping to get more days involved. But I know on tomorrow night, if you all are able to listen in, we'll have Pastor Beatrice Smith from Sacramento, California, with Full Gospel House. And then on Wednesday night, we'll have P31 Ladies Night. So, you know, don't be a stranger. Feel free to log in anytime. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. You can dial in and or you can email. You can dial in to 858-357-9137. Or feel free to log in onto blogtalkradio.com at Young Adult Talk. We'll say God bless you and keep you.
Good night, my beautiful king.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with Healthy Monday on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.